The Story of Kay, fourth and final part. I would always struggle to explain it afterwards. Submission, this state of being, half peace, half perpetual arousal. My body soft, pliant. All orifices open, not by force, but by devotion. Like some kind of sacred surrender. I slept in his bed. I warmed his cock. Let him and his friends use me as he dictated. Piece of meat, some would say, but they never felt this. Rightness. Such pleasure. As if I were made for this. Even his corrections felt sweet. A necessary shaping. And I felt him change too. His hand, empty or with a whip, never held the same harshness. Perhaps I was a fool to believe it would never end. That I was truly his. His loving and beloved slave. Do you want me to open the door, maître? Non, ma belle. You just stay here. I have a little surprise for you. A drawer slid open, then closed. The rustle of silk, then darkness as he bound the scarf over my eyes. My world narrowed to sound and touch. He stood behind me, a solid warmth against my back, cradling my head, my harbour, my home. Then, his command murmured against my ear. Open. Oui, mon maître. Good girl. His praise was a balm. Tilt your head back. Show him what you have learned. I obeyed my answer, a muffled affirmation around the flesh filling my mouth. I surrendered completely, let the cock plough my throat as if it were a cunt. Thick drool stirred, dripping in ropes onto my breasts. His free hand massaged my slippery flesh. The pace grew frantic. I struggled for breath, light sparking behind the silk. A chuckle from my master. A suggestion to his guest. I see. You want to sample the other hole I have trained with her. I think you will find it to your satisfaction.
A master.
Gentle but firm command. Shh, ma belle. Stand. Bend over the desk. A cold foreboding washed over me. My body tensed even as I obeyed, assuming the familiar position. His next order, clinical and firm. Push. Expel it. Show him your pretty open cul. Fingers. Not his, grasped the jewelled plug I wore for him daily. My signal. I pushed gently, as taught. Such a good little slave. Such a pretty little hole. The other man groaned with lust, as I separated my soft globes as I was taught. He smeared my arsehole with my own drool, a finger pushing it inside. Good girl. The stranger purred, his voice unnervingly familiar. But I had no time to dwell. He sank his cock into my arse in one brutal, claiming thrust. I reached blindly for my master, my anchor in the storm. My hand found his. He fed me his fingers and I sucked greedily, desperately. The stranger's fingers dug into my hips, his cock ploughing my hole with a ferocity that turned my insides to fire and light. He groaned, emptying himself deep inside me. I sobbed, sensations overwhelming. Très bien, ma belle, mon maître whispered hoarsely, pride in his voice and something else. He gathered me in his arms, peeled the silk from my eyes, his fingers so tender, dried my tears. Then he turned me to face the man who had just plundered me. She has come a long way. She will please you. My heart stopped. Then, shattered. It was him. My lover, the one who brought me here and left me to hands harsher than his who had deemed me a disappointment. Non. Oh, mon maître. Non. His confirmation was a blade to the soul. Everything I'd been through, everything I had let them do to me, or for him, for my master, and now? We, ma belle, this is what we have been training for. No. His voice turned to ice. It is the master's prerogative to give his slave to a new owner as he sees fit, girl. No. He began to recite my vow, the first tenet. I'm here to obey the master's, but the spell was broken. The devotion rotted through in an instant. No, no, I will not, I cannot. You leave me with only one choice. I unbuckled the collar, let it fall at his feet. A dead weight. He did not stop me. No one did. Not as I took a maid's simple dress from a closet, not as I walked through the heavy oak doors. Into the silence. For good. The inspiration. Oh, I simply find beauty in the extremes of the human form. The breaking points where control fractures. Now, if you'll excuse me, please enjoy the champagne. I floated through the crowd, a ghost in my own new life. Smiles from buyers, charming lies for the critics. 6 months. 6 months since I walked out of the chateau and forged this person. An artist, not a slave. But some nights I still woke up drenched, my body braced for a correction that never came. And then I saw him. gunmetal eyes, cutting through the crowd, pinning me in place. He moved towards me, the air thickening with every step. He looked, strained. The effortless authority was still there, but stretched taut over raw tension. Cora, it's good to see you, looking so radiant. Mommet, the title died on my tongue. I realized I never knew his name. Henri. It's Henri, ma belle. That old endearment, ma belle, slid under my skin like a needle, a familiar drug, threatening to drop me back into subspace. My insides turned liquid. Why are you here? To see you, of course. To see how my most exquisite creation has flourished without my guiding hand. I am not your creation. And I'm not your slave. Not anymore. Cora. He reached for my hand. I recoiled. His gaze flickered toward a back room. Is there somewhere we can talk? My heart hammered, a war drum against my ribs. I gave a single sharp nod. The storeroom. Speak. Come back with me, Cora. Your place is with your master. Which master? You? Or the bastard you sold me to when you grew bored? Don't be like that, ma belle. Like what? Free? With the voice? Or do you mean my smart mouth, the one that earned me all those special lessons with the grandmaster? It was you who gave me away. Your hands that passed me off like a used toy. It was a mistake. A mistake? Are you running short of broken girls to fuck into submission? He flinched. Reached out again, his fingers hovering near mine. His eyes were stripped bare. They are not you. And what was I? A collection of holes for you to use? All orifices open? Wasn't that the rule? He moved faster than I remembered, hands gripping my shoulders, shaking me once. Stop. Don't touch me. He dropped his hands, as if my skin were fire. The space between us vibrated with everything unsaid. You gave me away. I'm sorry. I thought I could live without the ache, but God, Cora, this is killing me. And then he dropped. Not to dominate, but to surrender. His knees hit the wooden floor. He wrapped his arms around my thighs, his face pressing against the silk of my dress, against the apex of my thighs. Cora. He inhaled deeply, as if breathing me in was his only sustenance. His fingers found the bare skin of my calves, tracing upwards with a reverence I never knew he possessed. A traitorous, soft moan escaped my lips. Cora, je tiens à toi. My sound, that soft, broken moan, hung in the storeroom air. My betrayal, my body's traitorous memory answering a call my mind had sworn to resist.
his fingers on my calf were a brand of pure fire. Je tiens à toi, not I own you. I hold on to you. A lifeline, a plea. Stop. Stop using my words, my language. His answer was not in words, but in touch. His lips found the inside of my knee. A kiss. Not the possessive bites I remembered, but something softer. Devotional. His hand slid higher, pushing the silk of my dress up my thighs, bearing me to the cool, dusty air. To his gaze. Then, let me use my own. You were never a toy. You were the key to a lock I didn't know I had. His breath ghosted over the damp silk between my legs. My own breathing was a ragged thing. I tangled my hands in his hair, not to pull him closer, but to anchor myself, to feel the power in the gesture. He stilled, awaiting my decision. Look at me. His eyes were shattered glass. The master was gone. In his place, a man starved. Tell me to leave and I'll go. Tell me to stay and I'll spend a lifetime on my knees, proving my regret. It was the no I had rehearsed for months that died. Instead, my thumb stroked his temple. A silent permission. A benediction. A mercy. Oh. He didn't enter me with his fingers or his mouth. He pressed his face against me. His stubble scraped the delicate skin of my inner thighs as he inhaled, deep and primal, as if memorizing the scent of my freedom, of my success, my anger, all of it. This is not submission, Cora. This is worship. His tongue found me. Not the skilled, clinical, a torture of the lessons, but a raw, desperate claiming. It was different. He was different. Every lick was an apology, every suck a confession, the pleasure build, not as a wave to be ridden, but as a storm to be survived. I was coming apart in his hands, my back arching against the shelf of canvases. I hate you for this. Lie to the critics, my belle. Never to me. The orgasm ripped through me, silent and seismic. My knees buckled. He held me up, his arms strong around my hips, his face buried in me, drinking every tremor. I cried out, a muffled sound swallowed by the distant hum of the gallery. Slowly, he lowered me to the floor, onto his discarded jacket. He loomed over me, his face illuminated by a sliver of light from under the door, streaked with my wetness and his tears. I'm yours. If you will have me. I reached up, my fingers tracing the strain off his jaw. The storm inside me was not over, but in that moment, on the floor of my new life, the artist and the slave found a temporary truce. I pulled him down to me, but only to roll him onto his back. The surprise in his eyes was a drug. I straddled his hips, my torn dress, a puddle of silk around us. My knees pinned his arms, not with his strength, but with a stunned surrender. No. Come, sir. You don't get to be on top. Not today. Not ever again, unless I allow it. Come to Ver, my bear. I positioned him at my entrance, slick and throbbing from his mouth. I looked him straight in the eye, holding the moment, holding all the power. This is mine to take. I began to move. Slow, grinding rhythm. My hands braced on his chest. My head thrown back. This wasn't his pace. It was mine. This wasn't his pleasure. It was mine. And I took it from him like a prize. He watched me, mesmerized, his hips straining not to thrust, to let me rule. Quiet. Just feel what you gave up. What you begged to have back. The second climax built deeper than the first, born of power and possession. I rode him harder, chasing my own finish, using his body for my pleasure. And when it shattered me, my cry was one of victory. C'est ça. Mon Dieu. I collapsed onto his chest, spent. His arms came around me, not to confine, but to cradle. The master's hands, once instruments of command, were now just a man's hands, holding, soothing, worshipping. The slave was gone, and in her place lay a woman, powerful and spent. He had begged to own me again, but in this quiet, it was I who possessed him completely. Not as property, but as choice.